Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 11th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 14 year B. Our readings for today, 2 Samuel chapter 18, verses 5 to 9. Verse 15 and verses 31 to 33, Psalm 130, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 25 to chapter 5, verse 2, and the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 35 and verses 41 to 51. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise Him. The Lord is here and we will worship Him. The Lord is here and we will trust Him. The Lord is here and we will honor Him. The Lord is here and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and a gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Amen. Lord, our hearts are simply longing to worship you. We are filled with thankfulness for all the blessings we have received at your hand. We stand amazed at the sheer extravagance of your love. We try to comprehend something of your grace towards us, but again and again, your love for us in Jesus takes our breath away. Lord, you are great. You are worthy of praise. Your majesty, power, authority, and glory are simply beyond our understanding. We do not have the words that will truly declare who and what you are. We have brought our hymns and our prayers, our speaking and our listening, our celebration and our silence. By your Holy Spirit, use these poor vehicles for the glory of your wonderful name. Amen. And we have the hymn CPWI 573, Bread of Heaven.
Thank you.
pray the collect for proper 14, followed by our parish prayer. Grant to us, Lord, we pray, the Spirit to think and do always those things that are right, that we, who cannot exist without you, may by you be enabled to live according to your will, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The True Bread. The True Bread. Bread, a staple food prepared from a dough of flour and water, usually by baking. A prominent food in many parts of the world. The nature and preparation of bread may vary in different parts of the world. However, its purpose is the same, to provide sustenance for individuals. Some may say that bread represents life or the sustaining of life. In the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 19, after the disobedience of humankind, God said to the man, "By the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return." Bread, therefore, either material or spiritual, was to play a major role in humankind's existence and survival. On the night of the Passover, which marked the liberation of the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt after over 400 years, the instructions for the Passover meal included the use of bread. Moses was told by God, "They shall eat the lamb that same night. They shall eat it roasted over the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs." Exodus chapter 12, verse 8. When the children of Israel, as they wandered through the wilderness, complained to Moses and Aaron that they brought them out of Egypt to kill the whole assembly with hunger, Exodus 16, verse 3, God responded by saying, "I am going to rain bread from heaven to you, and each day the people shall go out and gather enough for that day." Exodus 16, verse 4. For nearly 40 years, as they wandered through the desert, the children of Israel ate manna, which in Hebrew means, "What is it?" It was also called the bread of heaven, angels' food, and spiritual meat. Manna, a bread of heaven, was described as a fine, flaky substance, as fine as frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" Hence the name, manna. For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat." Exodus chapter 16, verse 14. They were given careful instructions of the way in which the manna was to be gathered. Gather as much of it as each of you needs. An omer, that is about 2.3 liters. An omer to a person, according to the number of persons, all providing for those in their own tents. Exodus 16, verse 16. The writer of the book of Exodus records that the Israelites did so, some gathering more or less. But when they measured it with an omer, those who gathered much had nothing over, and those who gathered little had no shortage. They gathered as much as each of them needed. Exodus 16, verse 18. Of course, God moving in mysterious ways to ensure equality and equity among God's people. All needs were satisfied. Moses instructed them, "Let no one leave any of it over until morning." But they did not listen to Moses. Some left a part of it until morning, and it bred worms and became foul. Exodus 16, verse 19. As they were commanded to do no form of work on the Sabbath, they were instructed, on the sixth day, they gathered twice as much food as two omers apiece. However, when they left over for the seventh day, it did not breed worms or become foul. Of course, God moves in mysterious ways. Also, God told Moses to save a jar of manna so future generations could see how the Lord provided for God's people in the desert. Aaron filled a jar with an omer of manna and put it in the Ark of the Covenant in front of the tablets of the Ten Commandments. That manna was preserved in the ark. It never bred worms or became foul. The mystery of God. Miraculously, when Joshua and the people came to the border of Canaan and ate the food of the promised land, the heavenly manna stopped the next day and was never seen again. The mystery of God. God provides food for God's people in mysterious ways. It should therefore be no surprise to us as disciples of Christ to read that Jesus, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, said in our gospel today, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." John chapter 6, verse 35. Jesus, the Son of God, is the sustainer of life. He points out that those who follow him and believe in him will have all their needs, physical, emotional, or spiritual, satisfied. As we come, like St. Paul, to the place where we can have the power to comprehend what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, Ephesians 3:18, we come to experience and acknowledge that God is the great provider, Jehovah Jireh, who out of love has provided for all our needs in this life and offers us the gift of eternal life. Jesus affirms that truth as he says to the Jews, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. John chapter 6, verses 47 to 51. As disciples of Christ today, we are called to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, the Savior of the world. We are called to believe that man shall not live by physical bread alone, but our spirits are fed on the word that comes from God and God's Son, Jesus Christ. As we daily read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest the Word of God, we will come to the realization that God has given us gifts to enable us to provide for our physical needs. Faith in God will enable us to grow emotionally and spiritually. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we will feed on spiritual food, which, like bread, will sustain us in this life and enable us to receive the reward of eternal life. Today, we are called to live by faith in Christ, to feed on His Word and on His body and blood, His flesh, in the mystery of the sacrament of the Eucharist. This will enable us to be nourished spiritually, to experience life in all its fullness, and to be sustained for eternal life. If we feed on the bread of life, which is Christ, we will, as Paul advises in our epistle today, put away all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. We cannot live the life in Christ and for Christ without feeding on His Word and on His body and blood. It is our spiritual food. Remember, God moves in mysterious ways. Today, while circumstances prevent us from receiving His body and blood physically, we can be assured by the mysterious ways of God. As we open our hearts to God, as our spirit is in touch with God's Spirit, God continues to feed us with the bread of life, our spiritual food. Jesus promised, "I will never leave you or forsake you." Let us daily allow God to feed us with the bread of life, the true bread which came down from heaven. We will never be hungry or thirsty. And by God's grace, mercy, and love, we will experience God's gift of fullness of life in this world and eternal life at the end of this part of life's journey. Jesus said, "I am the living bread. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever." Amen. Let us pray. Blessed be God and the Father of all mercy, who continues to pour His blessings and benefits upon us. You have elected us, You have called us, You have justified us, sanctified us, and glorified us. You were born for us, and you lived and died for us. You have given us the blessings of life and the hope of a better life. O Lord, your blessings hang in clusters. They come trooping upon us. They break forth like mighty waters on every side. And now, Lord, you have fed us with the bread of life. So man did eat angels' food. O Lord, bless it. O Lord, make it health and strength to us. Still striving and prospering so long within us, until our obedience reach the measure of your love, who has done for us as much as may be. Grant this, dear Father, for your Son's sake, our only Savior, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, three persons, but one most glorious, incomprehensible God, be ascribed all honor and glory and praise forever and ever. Amen. O Christ, who holds the open gate. O Christ, who drives the furrow straight. O Christ, the plow. O Christ, the laughter. O holy white birds flying after. Lo, all my heart feels red and torn. O you will bring the young green corn. The young green corn divinely springing, the young green corn forever singing. And when the field is fresh and fair, your blessed feet shall glitter there. And we will walk the weeded field until the golden harvest yield. The corn that makes the holy bread by which the soul of man is fed. The holy bread, the food on price, thy everlasting mercy, Christ. Lord, this is your feast, prepared by your longing, spread by your command, attended at your invitation, blessed by your own word, distributed by your own hand, the undying memorial of your sacrifice on the cross, the full gift of your everlasting love and its perpetuation till time shall end. Lord, this is the bread of heaven, bread of life, that whoever eats never shall hunger. And this cup of pardon, healing, gladness, strength, that whoever drinks shall never thirst again. So may we come, O Lord, to your table, and Lord Jesus, come to us. Amen. And we pray the prayer our Savior Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 595, I Am the Bread of Life. Thank you. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, we pray that, God, you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go in peace, and know that the Lord goes with you. Let him lead you each day into the quiet place of your heart, where he will speak with you. Know that he loves you and watches over you, that he listens to you in gentle understanding, that he is always with you, wherever you are and however you may feel. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be yours forever. Amen. And we pray that you will have a productive, Spirit-filled week. Remember to continue your daily worship, to wear your mask, to wash your hands, to maintain your distance. And we hope by now that you have received your vaccination so that we can, with God's help, overcome this pandemic. Please be safe.